Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Wendy's Big Show's open up hot and fresh live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. Good afternoon, Ryan.
What's up, Wendy?
How's it going?
It's going all right. So any big news from the assistant coaches here this afternoon while we were doing the big show and you were chatting it up with those gentlemen?
Big news, no. Not so much. It's always nice to talk to these guys because you can really get into the finer points of things. No breaking news from the assistants.
Woody, who did you talk to, Wood?
Talked with Ben Sermas today, Luke Getzey. I asked Nathaniel Hackett if he was also in the dark on Robert Tonyan's last name, and he was. So that's good to know. I wasn't the only one. Did you guys know that?
Tonyan? Okay. Like a Funyan?
Tonyan. It is going to take me so long to get that right. Like, for 3 years, I've been saying Robert Tonyan.
Pretty sure I was saying it wrong the whole time, but now I have it right, so I'm pretty happy. It came around
it already because I'm jealous.
I'm pretty sure I've been saying Tonyan the whole time, not realizing I was saying it wrong. So I feel pretty good about it.
Is that Tonyan?
That helps.
Is that Tonyan or no?
Yeah, it's Tonyan, like Funyan Tonyan. Yes,
yeah,
that's
Tonyan,
how you say it. Yes.
Cool. Yeah, that too. Okay. All right, go ahead. Oh yeah. So did he say anything about our good friend Aaron Jones?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's really a vast array of ways that this could turn out this week, right? And it's still early. It'd be interesting to see what it's going to look like on the Friday injury report. He did not practice today.
And okay.
So that's not a good sign for him. And you cannot separate the reality of where they're at in the schedule right now, which is that they have a short week trip coming to San Francisco, a West Coast trip on a short week coming next week. Oh, by the way, it's also the NFC reigning champs, and this week is against a one-win Vikings team. Now, the Packers would never admit that actually plays a factor, but how does that not play a factor, right? So, I do think it's a short-term injury. I do think that this is a very mild calf strain for Aaron Jones, but he's a guy that under the best circumstances, you'd want to limit the attrition on his body throughout the season anyway. I mean, how many times have we talked about the touches and Aaron Jones not getting 20 touches a game? Even when he's healthy, and he's not fully healthy, he's not practicing right now. So it'll be very interesting. It could go one of two ways, but we'll just have to see.
I heard your – I think it was your question with Kevin King. Was that you?
With who?
Did you ask him a question about Kevin King or no?
Yeah. I said there was a setback today. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you smart, man. Because he did not want to admit that.
Well, I was looking at the injury report. I'm like, wait a second.
Man, you're smart.
If you look at the injury report, limited, did not practice, you can kind of tell sometimes. And, I mean, he was practicing.
No, you're the only one can tell. Stop it. You're the only one picked that up.
He practiced until Friday, did not practice. And I'm thinking, at that point, maybe it's just because they know he's not going to play, you just give him more rest or something, right? But then he doesn't practice Wednesday. Well, you know, when he's going in the right direction and then goes the wrong direction, it's, you know, not ideal. And
You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy.
Yeah,
got tipped off.
He didn't want to admit that.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a
smart guy.
Yeah, there you go. That's my guy asked that question. Yeah. Because when you're talking about injuries, now the next thing he's thinking, somebody's going to ask me, well, who is Josh Jackson, Sullivan, or one of these guys? Because I tell you what, man, that Jefferson kid, that kid going to be a player.
Yeah, he is. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. He was damn good at LSU. And he's just been the same way here in the NFL. So, you know, Josh Jackson's kind of playing for a starting job next year, right? I mean, to showcase himself.
Yeah.
Because they might not re-sign Kevin King. And if they don't re-sign Kevin King, you would like, in a perfect world, you'd like to be able to fall back on the other second-round cornerback, right? Josh Jackson. It's what they drafted him for. We'll have to see. You know, he had the DPI against Tampa, but, you know, really, outside of that horrendous play, and it was a horrendous play, he did some good things against Tampa. And so it's not like he played terrible the entire game. He had one really, really bad play.
Right.
But he did some good things. So it'll be interesting to see if you know, certainly it looks like Josh Jackson's going to play again this week. It looks like Kevin King is, in trouble here with that quad. It'll be interesting to see what he's able to put on film.
Dollar signs, dollars just flying out the window for Kevin King as he misses games, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Depends on how he comes back, but it's not what he wants. You know, this is a guy that's got to show that he can stay on the field. And to have another soft tissue injury, it's not ideal, especially when you're in the final year of your contract, especially when you've had a vast history of injuries. I mean, this is what he's been through in his career. So if he comes back next week, a week after, he comes back and he has five interceptions down the stretch, I mean, he'll get paid. But it's so far, it's not been the follow-up to what he did last season. Last season, playing 15 games, having five picks, that guy gets paid. But now he's struggling to stay on the field again.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show. There's been some chatter about different players that the Packers may be interested in. We heard about the Zach Ertz stuff. Leroy brought up earlier out of the blue, what do we think of Kyle Randolph? Or Rudolph, I should say, with the Minnesota Vikings. If they go get themselves a tight end, what does that say about the rest of the position group, Ryan?
This isn't a position group that has that one proven bona fide guy. So, and on top of that, I think tight end or receiver, in general, they could use more pass catchers, right? I think Robert Tonyan, and I just
said it right, so I'm
proud of myself, but I think Robert Tonyan is a guy he's emerging. He's a talented guy, but he's one guy. I mean, Jay Sternberger had a touchdown last week, but he's been very up and down. He's a young player. Mercedes Lewis, they love Mercedes Lewis, and I get why. I mean, that outside zone scheme, you want a guy that blocks like Mercedes Lewis. So he fits the scheme well, but he other than a check down here and there, he's not going to give you much as a receiver. So, in general, they could use pass catching help. And whether that comes from a tight end or receiver, I don't think they're in a position to be picky about that.
Ask him about Fuller and your boy in Dallas, Steve.
A question we were asking earlier, would you rather have the Packers trade for Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper, who's making a bunch of money, but you can opt out after 2021 with a $6 million dead cap hit, or trade for Texans wide receiver Will Fuller, who is done after this year and is a free agent?
Isn't the right answer just yes? I mean,
right?
Take the cop out.
Right.
Yeah, just pick somebody.
No, you're right.
If they could get an amicable deal for either of those guys, they do it, right? So, you know, Will Fuller's he's a guy that's got a lot of experience with, you know, back history with Matt LaFleur being a receiver at Notre Dame when Matt LaFleur's the quarterback coach there. He's got a lot of, you know, the word that Matt LaFleur used, a lot of juice, and this receiving corps needs a lot of juice. So I think schematically there's some things that he could really fit with. But it's not like if they traded for Amari Cooper, that would be a bad move either. So I mean, really the answer is yes.
That means MVS ain't nowhere, Gary.
No. Well, let me ask you this, because now I know you guys' contact is very limited, but what's the feel up there more so than any other? Does it feel like more so than any other time that they might make a move this year with a big name move, or is about the same?
It's talked about a lot more than in past years. I don't think there's any question about that. And I will say too, you know,
I bet you that's because of the fan base too.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Like Devontae Adams was asked this yesterday, and one, he said mm-hmm. that he has no idea when the trade deadline is. I mean, if you know Devontae Adams, that's very believable. He is the definition of
he's dialed in, right? Yeah, he's dialed in.
But at the same time, it's not like he threw up his hands up and was like, "No, we're good here. We're all good. We don't need any help." You know, he said, "Hey, he's all for roster expansion. If there's a guy that can come in and be added to the team, make your team better, whether that's he said at receiver or inside linebacker." He went down the list, but he started at receiver. Then he's all for that. Matt LaFleur said the same thing yesterday when he was asked about it. He said that he's got confidence in this roster, which he should say. But the very next thing he said was he's got confidence that Brian Gutekunst has a move that he likes. He won't hesitate to make that move, which is not ruling anything out. It's the opposite of throwing your hands up and saying, "Yeah, we're good here," right? So,
right.
I get a sense from the team too that they're open to it. It's just it's a huge if. You have to have the right deal. A deal to make a deal is never a good thing. It's got to be the right deal. That's what's most important. So, and you don't know what exists out there, and there's a lot of factors that go into it. And Lord knows we don't know what's going on inside the front office. I mean, a lot of times it's a room of one. It's what Brian Gutekunst thinks inside his head and how he sees things. But yeah, this is a team that if the right deal is out there, they could benefit from it.
Let me get to this real quick, Steve, then. Because I don't know, we may or may not had a debate, Ted Thompson, Brian Gutekunst. It feels like to me that they're really both one and the same. Now, the only difference is, and I try to tell Steve, I say, Steve, it's not like Ted never kicked the tires on a lot of guys, you know, doing when you can go trade guys. They were in on all that stuff. It just didn't work out. But you didn't hear about it. The difference is, Brian Gutekunst, you hear about, we could have had Ertz, or, you know, we're in on J.J. Watt. There's reports, and Will Fuller, Amari Gray. We're in on Khalil Mack. Things like all the deals that Brian Gutekunst is in on, but we never heard about really the deals with Ted Thompson. But I still think they're one and the same.
You think they're one and the same? That's a lot, Gary. I think it's been pretty different.
Tell
me how it's been different.
I don't think Ted Thompson trades Demaryius Randall for DeShone Kizer. I don't think that Ted Thompson releases Jordy Nelson and signs Jimmy Graham. I don't think, you know, a couple of years ago, they made the trades with Ty Montgomery and HaHa Clinton Dix at the deadline. First few years.
Are all ancillary things. Anybody.
I don't think Ted Thompson does that, though.
He doesn't pay Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith either.
No, now that he would not do.
He's five free agents. Right.
Right, that's not happening. Hey, Ryan, we got to roll, man, but thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, let's talk tomorrow. Good
Take care,
buddy.
There he is, Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
I think y'all missed Gary's point.
If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Have you made your picks yet? There's a game tonight. Get over there and make your picks.
Radio.com/picks.
There's $1,000 up for grabs every single week with the Rockin' Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. No point spreads, no lineups, and it's free to enter. And you can still win $1,000 each week, and it's free. Come on, man. It's simple. It's not that hard. I got to do is pick winners. Don't mind my bad record, though. It's a brand new game.
Man at the bottom half. Bottom third. Get him, y'all.
I did not ask your opinion on this. It's a brand new game every week of the season. You can play against me or other radio personalities around the country. Sign up right now
and you've got a shot to win $1,000 this week before the game tonight, make your picks at radio.com/picks. Radio.com/picks. The Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest available at radio.com/picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.